All right, we're going to head back to Coors Field in Colorado and bring in a good friend of ours. He is the play-by-play TV voice of the Miami Marlins. He's a Bay Area native, and I've learned a lot from him over the years. I love watching him do those pregame shows when he's back in Seattle. That is Rich Waltz. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Marty. That was a long time ago, those pregame shows. Long, long ago.
I learned so much from you. You were so good. You had people walking behind you, in front of you, and you never missed a beat. Because this public house thing, you know, you've been out there with me. It's kind of crazy. So you are very good at it, I want to tell you. Very good.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. But the Miami Marlins, come on. First of all, my guy Cashner, I was sort of advocating the Giants get him. He went to Miami, and his first start was pretty good. You've got Cashner and Bettis, but you guys are tied for the wild card spot with the Cardinals. Did you see this coming?
Well, I think everybody thought the team would be improved off of a disastrous year last year. Remember last year, Mike Redmond was fired about a month and a half into the season. And Dan Jennings, who was the general manager, who had never managed anything in terms of baseball, decided that he could manage, and it didn't work out. And so, you know, when Don Mattingly took over, the first thing he did was call the young core of Stanton, Ozuna, Yelich, Dietrich, and some of the veterans, a guy like Martin Prado, just to get a feel for what he was getting when he got the job. And he came away from the phone session, those 2 days where he called everybody he was really surprised at how confident the young players were, and how, to a man, they told him, hey, we have a good ball club here. And Mattingly was a little bit skeptical because, you know, he knew there was talent there, but he wasn't sure that there was enough. And, you know, they play very well. It's a young team that is learning how to win, just having watched it over the first 4 months of the season. And little by little, they're putting it together. They're Miami right now is hoping that they have enough starting pitching, I think, for these next 2 months, this stretch run. The Cashner trade was key. The injury to Colin Ray, which is a little bit of controversy with the Padres, set them back a bit. But David Phelps has stepped in the rotation, and he threw really well last night. He threw about, I want to say, 4 1/3 innings. The Giants should see him down in Miami. They'll see Jose Fernandez on Monday, probably Tom Kohler on Tuesday, and Phelps on Wednesday. Phelps pitched very, very well.
Yeah.
And they're kind of waiting for Wei-Yin Chen, the lefty, to get back off the disabled list.
It is Cueto, Matt Moore, and Samardzija. I thought Samardzija may be pitching when the Orioles come in. No, but it's Cueto, Matt Moore, and Samardzija against Jose Fernandez, Kohler, and David Phelps. So, yeah, boy, when the Giants come down there, though, those are tough games. The Miami Giant games, haven't they been tough games down there?
They have been. They're usually tough games everywhere, whether it's in San Francisco, whether it's in Miami. The two teams obviously have a history, having met in the postseason twice. The Marlins haven't sniffed the postseason since that 2003 year when they won the World Series and had that dramatic finish to the series in Miami. But, yeah, it always seems to be – look, nothing's easy in this league right now. I mean, even teams that are struggling, the Marlins – you know, got a good look at the Rockies last night, who are much improved, and were able to squeak out a win. That's a team that I know the Rockies are on the Giants' schedule here in the next month and a half for sure. That's not an easy team to play right now, even though they've lost Trevor Story.
I love what the Rockies are doing, and they built a bullpen, although it came apart last night. Boy, August baseball, so much happens in August, and I tell the fans, you know, of course the Giants are, what, 5-14, which really is 3 weeks of bad baseball. But, you know, you win a couple, you lose a couple, you just have to ride it out and just get into September and then just race to the finish. You were in Chicago and you had a couple of very tough losses to the Cubs, my goodness, in the craziest way possible. And then last night, the Rockies kick it in with you guys get 4 in the 9th. It's August baseball as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think, and Bruce Bochy is probably the master at this, and that is don't get too high, don't get too low. And that's, for Miami in particular, this last week has been a great example of that. there were two games in Chicago they should have won. One for sure, that last game where Fernando Rodney and A.J. Ramos both imploded. And it happened again last night. Rodney came in the eighth, and he looked awful. And the Marlins had blown their lead, but they came back, and you're right, they scored four in the ninth. And if they had let Wednesday's game affect them, obviously what happened last night would have buried them. But for whatever reason, they were able to rally and score. And you're right, you just get a couple of games, a couple of things go your way, and all of a sudden you start to roll.
Giancarlo Stanton, of course, the Giants do go in there Monday for Jose Fernandez. We'll touch on him in just a second. But Stanton hitting the ball when he was here, remember, he hit it. He started to get hot when you left, and then he was good down in L.A. But how's Stanton doing now?
Better. You know, he went through almost a full month of at-bats where he looked absolutely lost. And, you know, Barry Bonds, Frank Minichino, the hitting coaches, and even Don Mattingly, who's obviously not only an accomplished hitter, but a hitting coach as well. You know, they all worked with him, and it was a slow process. But he came out of the valley probably about 2 weeks before the home run contest. And there was some trepidation as to, you know, the work that he put in and the adjustments that he made would be lost in that home run competition. But I know most fans watched it. The amazing thing in watching that was he used his line drive swing. He was not trying to lift and separate. He was not trying to launch. All he thought about was just hitting balls on the line. And he kept his swing, and he was hot after the All-Star break, and he's still swinging it quite well. He's had a nice month of July, and that seems to have carried over into August. But that whole outfield is playing really well. Ozuna's been hot. Yelich is having a terrific year. And that's one of the reasons Ichiro has started only three games over the last 3.5 weeks.
Well, he's two hits away from 3,000. It's the longest anyone has gone from 290 to 2998 to 3,000. He only gets one at bat here. He's swinging the pitches out of the zone. Pressure building. Just get this guy his 3,000. Hey, it may happen when the Giants are there next week.
You know, it's unique, I think, and when a guy picks up 3,000, a lot of times he's on a team that's not contending, and the manager's able to give him, you know, three or four starts a week. But Mattingly's been really consistent with the way he's used him this year. It started in spring training. He said he's not going to play as much as he did last year. And Ichiro's starts have come when an outfielder needs an off day, when one of the three is hurt, and they've been relatively healthy. American League Park, an outfielder will DH, and Ichiro will get a start at that point. So the fact that the three outfielders have been hot and healthy over the last month means Mattingly is using Ichiro the way he's used him, very consistently. And I think he's in a spot right now where he's just getting pinch hit at bats. He may get a start on Sunday here in Colorado. And it's hard, man. When you're right there, and he's got about 50 to 70 members of the Japanese press following everywhere he goes. There is a lot of pressure on him right now, but it obviously is going to happen. He's been a really valuable piece for the Marlins this year. His average of over 300. He's been good in just in every situation. Pinch hitting and runners in scoring position, close and late, all of those things. Much improved from last year. So I think when it happens, you'll see life will get back to normal. But the Giants could be there. That very well could happen in Miami on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Well, he gets one lefty, and that's Matt Moore in the middle game. But Jose Fernandez. Now, Rich, you tell me. I mean, the guy at home is Christy Mathewson. He gets on the road, and it's something else. So what's the difference? Well, what happens when he's at home?
Well, he's 24, I think. That's the difference. He's still learning. I mean, I don't know what it is. You know, his mother and his grandmother are there. His mother was with him when he escaped from Cuba. His grandmother stayed in Cuba and used to, you know, climb up to the top of her house to listen to the games on the radio coming out of Miami when he was first in the big leagues in 2013. So maybe it's comfort of home. Maybe it's focus. I'm not sure. But he is a different animal at home. That is, you know, there's no way around that. You look at the numbers and they jump right off the page. the hope is that as he grows and matures and gets further down the road in his major league career, that those numbers start to come back to normal.
Well, it's a great arm. Rich Walsh with us, play-by-play voice of the Miami Marlins. And I saw many Miami Marlin games growing up. Trust me, the International League. So I've been there. But who's we let you go here. I know you've got your game coming up. It's going to be Cashner tonight against Chad Bettis for the Rockies. And as Rich has told us, the Rockies are playing really good ball, and they're getting closer. You know, the Giants and Dodgers keep losing. All of a sudden, the Rockies are only eight back. But who's carrying this Marlin team? If this Marlin team's going to stay in there, is it Stanton? Is it Ozuna? Is it D. Gordon? Who's the Yelich? Who's the guy that has to carry them?
I think Stanton has to be good. He doesn't have to be great. He just has to be a presence. The strength of this team is the depth of their lineup. You know, two guys that you didn't mention are in the top 10 in hitting, and that's Martin Prado, who had a game-winning hit last night, and a really talented and bright young catcher in JT Realmuto. Both those guys have been hitting over 300 all year. They add depth to the lineup. You mentioned the outfielders, Yelich, who is slashing at usually about a 320 with a 400 on base and a 480 slug. Ozuna, who ended up starting the All-Star game in center field. The key to Miami is their depth. And then, you know, you mentioned D. Gordon. He's an interesting variable. Is he going to play well? He's not eligible to play in the postseason. And I think the attitude is you got to get to the postseason first. But, you know, Gordon's rejoined the team so far. He looks a little bit rusty. He's made some really great plays. He had a big error last night. So that'll be interesting to watch, too, over the next month and a half.
Yeah, he always gives the Giants trouble. When he was with the Dodgers, always gave him trouble. Well, Rich, great to talk to you. You know, it's funny listening to you, and the Marlins' offense is doing what I think the Giants' offense should do, except Miami is actually doing it with their players, and then the Giants just can't get out of their own way now as far as hitting and hitting with runners in scoring position. But the pitching, I just don't know how good the pitching of the Marlins can be to get it for the next 55 games or so to make it happen. I'd say that, to me, that's the biggest question.
I would agree with you, the starting pitching. Jose has to be Jose. Cashner pitched well his first time out. They need him to be good. If they can get Chen back here in the next 2 weeks and his elbow is good and he's throwing well, that would be a huge shot in the arm. The back of the rotation is actually pitching well. Tom Kohler's had three really nice starts in a row, and Phelps looked very good last night. And I don't know if you guys have the answer on how to straighten Fernando Rodney out, but
stay out of the way of the bow and arrow. Don't get in the way.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there have been more slings than arrows right now. But
right.
He's struggled. But look, it's a young team trying to figure it out how to win. It's really the first time they've been in contention in a long time. So I think for this ball club, this is a fun time for sure.
Good. Very good. I'm glad you're in the middle of it, and I hope you get to call 3,000 this weekend. That would be a lot of fun to hear you do it. Rich, thanks so much as always. And Marlins Giants starting on Monday night. So you have a great report on what we have ahead. Thanks, Rich.
All right, Mari. Say hi to all my friends and family in the Bay Area. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. That is Rich Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Marlin TV Network. Great report.